Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to apologize up front if the audio on this is absolutely trash. I'll do my best to make it sound as professional and high quality as possible. The reason I'm apologizing, which I don't normally do, I hate apologizing, by the way. I would not recommend that people apologize for really next to anything unless you actually will not do it again. But I digress. I'm on the road at the moment. That's why you might hear some stuff in the background. It's me driving down the highway in Idaho right now. So for those of you who care about the show enough to listen to when I go on my personal sidetracks, I am going to Kansas City to start a new business venture, which is going into like the roofing industry. So I'm on my way to Cheyenne, Wyoming right now, which is ironically where I was stationed when I was in the Air Force about 2 years ago. I haven't been there in about 2 years. And, you know, my friends, anybody ever take a trip down memory lane, you know, to times gone by, to different chapters in your life? Well, that's what I've been thinking about for the past about hour. I was kind of taking a trip down memory lane as I'm seeing the open road unfold in front of me. And I thought to myself, you know, comfort really kills ambition. You might say, well, that is popping into your head while you're driving on the road. Anybody ever been on a road trip? You'd be shocked by the things you will randomly think about when you're just staring at the open road and you see RVs and semi-trucks and little families from Kansas driving, you know, with their five kids stuffed in their, you know, minivan, all kinds of different stuff. And as I'm going from Idaho to back to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where I was stationed in the military about 2 years ago, it's just an interesting trip down memory lane. It's an interesting cause for reflection. Have any of you ever decided to risk? You said, you know what? I'm not going to be comfortable. I'm going to refuse to take the easy way because the easy way is the path of least resistance. I encourage you, if you're not a risk taker, take some risk. Not because you want to be a gambler, not because you want to pick up a new addiction or sin, but because you want to succeed. You know, there are multiple books I like to listen to on the audiobook, whether it's Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, or Outwitting the Devil, or Rich Dad, Poor Dad, by I think it's Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's the guy's name. Or The Richest Man of Babylon. These types of books have changed my life. Because a lot of us, we want to be rich men. We want to be powerful men. Not because we want to necessarily be Wolf of Wall Street, Big Meech, Larry Hoover types, but because we want to have things. We want to be able to give our children. We want to be able to give ourselves and those who care about us and are around us. We want to give them and us a better life. And the only way, in my opinion, that we can do that is by taking risk and not being afraid to lose. You know, part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle, which I coined on this show, is being willing to ask uncomfortable questions in pursuit of the truth. Now, I'm aware that a lot of people, they don't believe in objective truth. They think it's silly. They think it's déclassé, bourgeois, whatever you want to say. And, you know, I can understand that from a certain point of view. I really can. I think in a lot of ways, Karl Marx was correct when he said that religion was an opium of the masses. And you will not hear me agree with Karl Marx on a lot, because his ideals have led to mountains of skulls all around the world. You look at Vietnam, you look at the Soviet Union, you look at China, you look at Cuba. I mean, the list could go on and on. But my friends, the reason I think it's important to not sit back in the comfort of your current, whether it's your current job, the current place that you live, your current economic situation, it's important to not fear the unknown. It is important to not get too comfortable, because comfort will kill your desire for growth. It will lead you to becoming stagnant. The same way that we like to encourage men to work out and get in shape, why would you not want to get your wallet in shape? There are guys who on this side of the internet who love to talk about picking up hoes, running game, macking girls, and all that kind of stuff, rope dating, you name it. But then, well, they'd rather get a woman pregnant than get their wallet pregnant. In the same way that a lot of men would rather be comfortable than brave the waves of chaos to become more than they currently are. And I'm just riffing. It's just a philosophical discussion. I like to call these open road rants. The reason I like to call them that is because that's what they are. You know, normally I have tons of stuff set up with resources and videos and whatnot, and I'll, trust me, they'll come back when I get my computer set up and I get my camera set up, my lighting set up, and my internet set up, and all that different stuff set up again. But one of my favorite things about doing this show, my friends, is you look at some of your favorite YouTubers, and they don't really change their setup very much. They don't really change their hairdo very much. They don't really change much about themselves, at least not like over a couple years. Me, I've been changing so much with my location, with my equipment, with my travels, you name it. I've done all kinds of different stuff. And I'm not saying that to brag, as if you don't do that, you're a less of a man or inferior. No, I say that because this is a real, I don't make this stuff up. This is not a grift for me. The biblical bachelor lifestyle, asking hard questions, avoiding being exploited by the wolves of Wall Street, the hyenas in government, the coyotes that surround us in the corporate world. These are all real fights. These are all real things that I care about, and I know that you care about as well. It's funny. One of our more recent episodes on avoiding the trap of the equal partnership got more views than I was expecting on the YouTube channel. And you know when you start getting the normie bots telling you that marriage is good and that you're just not hitting it right, or you're not doing this right or that right? You know you've cracked through a little bit of you've cracked through the algorithm a little bit when you start getting normie comments out there. And instead of the brothers who are out here who are comment on every episode, who know what's going on, they know the show, they know my stance, they know what's going on. You know, it's refreshing. I always find it interesting to encounter the more normie is out there, or even the purple pill guys who they see what's going on, or at least a little bit. And then they want to pretend like, oh, but if only I do this, then everything's going to be cool. If only I get that, then everything's going to work out. And I don't believe that. Gentlemen, I think that that's a simple view of the world. And the term simp is a play on the word simple, as well as an acronym for someone who idolizes mediocre peace leaves. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. I love using his lingo. It's very catchy. So I got to give him credit where credit is due, even though I don't agree with everything Coach has ever said. I don't want to take other people's ideas and without credit, because that's called plagiarism and it's no good. I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. But my friends, the reason we're doing the show today and the reason I'm still riffing instead of just listening to music or a podcast or whatever is because, gentlemen, I know that a lot of you are older than me who listen to this show, which is flattering, honestly, because, you know, I think it's really easy for, you know, guys in the Generation X, boomers, or even older millennials to look at guys like myself or older Gen Z and look at like, oh, he's 20-something. He doesn't know anything. Oh, he's 20 years old. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a young pup. He doesn't get it. He's out of touch. He'll grow. And I always appreciate the brothers on this channel who let me know their worldview, who share their thoughts and their life experiences. I want to thank Eric a lot for responding, and ASMR for responding. These guys make my day with their comments and helping expand my worldview, and I hope to expand yours. It's a give and give reality, and I appreciate that. So, don't ever think I take any of the supporters for granted. I don't. Just know that despite the fact that we're throttled because on YouTube and whatnot, because we talk a lot of uncomfortable realities, we talk a lot about topics other people, they won't touch, you know, and the, I don't know what it is, but my sister, before I left, she was talking about like Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that. And it got me thinking about the Grinch. And the Grinch, there's a, in the song, the Grinch, they talk about how they, he wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. I think that's like 29, 39, whatever, something like that. And a lot of people will treat truth in the same way, or the closest you can get to the truth. Everybody has their own perspective. I don't think it was Friedrich Nietzsche, but it was somebody who said that your perspective is reality. And I think that's something I actively attempt to avoid, as I know a lot of you do as well. Because if we just sit back and accept that, oh, well, we know everything and there's nothing left to learn, well, that's just dumb. I don't ever pretend like I know everything. This is, I don't think you would either, because that would be comfortable and that would kill our growth for progress. And not the kind of progress you see in the government, the progressive, commie, you know, disguised individuals, talking about actual personal growth that will lead you in the same way that if I just gave you $1 million or someone just gave me $1 million, it wouldn't be the same as if I slowly worked my way up to earning that much. Because then I'll know what to do with the money. I'll know how to invest it. I'll know where to put the money, well, how to treat that money so that money treats me right. I think that's something we don't talk enough about, because, you know, a lot of people, they want to just find a niche to just harp on day and night, whether it's women or money or religion or politics or whatever. To me, the biblical bachelor lifestyle is everything. It has a pillar of each in there. And all of it involves asking hard questions to always test your worldview so that you're never just comfortable. You're never just sitting there thinking you know everything. Because if you do, you are about to get a very rude awakening, my friend. Because trust me, anytime I've ever thought that, I've been humbled within the next 2 minutes or 2 days or 2 weeks by something I never saw coming, completely humbling me. And I know a lot of you can relate to that. I love to hear your stories about how you've been humbled and how you learned and how you've wagered, how you've lost, how you've won, all this stuff, because it's important for us younger guys and even guys who are older who can relate to it directly or indirectly. And I want to pivot here for a second into taking care of yourself. My friends, the older I've gotten, I'm not at all compared to a lot of other guys who watch this channel and are big contributors to this show. But the older I get, the more disinterested I become in alcohol. Did anybody relate to that? I mean, I'm not old. I don't consider myself old. A lot of people consider me still basically a child, which is insulting in some regard, but also understandable when I see it from their perspective. But what's interesting is the older I've gotten, the more completely disinterested I become in alcohol. Like, getting drunk, who needs it? Getting high, who needs it? To me, I don't like it. You know, I'll have a beer every once in a while. I'll have some wine here and there, but I'm not doing keg stands at the frat party. I'm not going to the club and doing lines of coca. I'm not doing any of that stuff because it doesn't appeal to me. You know what appeals to me? Writing books, doing this show that you're listening to right now. That's what makes me feel fulfilled. That's what makes me feel good. So you gotta do what makes you feel good to an extent. But you also gotta make money. You also have responsibilities. We all have these things. But it all comes back to, if you feel comfortable, then you need to test yourself. You need to get out of your comfort zone and you need to do something that's gonna challenge what you're currently doing. It doesn't have to be something drastic. You don't have to don't pick up skydiving or, you know, do something crazy. Could be little things here and there, pushing yourself to find new limits and test your limits to see if they're actually your limits. This is what I thought I'd bring up to y'all, brothers, today, because as I'm on the open road, the uncertainty before me, a new place, new people, new job, new politics, new place to live, new women, new everything that's around the horizon for me. I wanted to share this with you guys. I know a lot of you are older, like I said before, and I know a lot of you have been through different stages of life. And so hearing me go through mine, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of voyeurism for all I know. I don't know. I don't know why you love the show. If you want to tell me why you love the show, you know, make my day or make me question my whole existence, go ahead and make my day. I'd love to hear it. But to me, my friends, this is why I do the show. Because at the end of the day, you could find people who are better talking about money than me, better talking about women than me. I mean, not a lot, because I talk about it in very raw realities that a lot of you relate to, and you told me as much. And my friends, I really want you to sound off on how your life's changed, how you thought you were going to do X, but then you ended up doing Y. You thought you were going to live in A place, and you ended up living in B. Or you thought you were never going to get married and you got married. You thought you were, you know, you'd always get married and then you never did. Just explain to the guys on this channel how your life is never really folded out, never unfolded exactly how you thought. Or it's been a roller coaster, because a lot of younger guys, they want the money now. They want to have everything right now because the testosterone's surging. The women are getting with the older men. The money's out there in front of them, and they see other guys making it, and they want it. But it's all about chasing fulfillment, not excitement, number one. Educating yourself on money and how to treat money so money treats you right, money karma. And these things are all part and parcel of maturity and becoming a more complete man. But, you know, it's one thing coming from me as a guy who's younger. It's another coming from guys who are older, who have been through it and are on the other side. So I'd love to hear what you have to say. If you have any advice for me, I would love to hear it. Or any advice for guys my age. Or you want to tell your story, I'd love to read your comments. I heart a lot of comments because I love to read them. I love to interact with them. So my friends, please let me know what you say. Please respond and let me know what you have to say about all this. Very important to me. In the meantime, I might do more of these. I might not. I have a lot of open road in front of me. It's only just begun. I'll let you guys know how things go. And might even do a show from Cheyenne. Give you guys a little... I might even film some of it so I can put it up for later. Talking about my military experience and the area that I was in and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, my friends, I gotta go. I'm getting some traffic. Should probably be paying more attention to the road. Guys, take care of yourselves. Sound off. I would love to hear what you have to say. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Be the best biblical bachelor you could be if you want. If you want to subscribe to that, you want to better yourself and try a different lifestyle, you are more than welcome to be here. More than welcome to sound off. I'm here for you. I know a lot of other men in this community are also here for you. And it's only just the beginning. My friends, take care. I'm out of here. Peace.